Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Listen, I don't know what to tell you guys. If you still don't think that the Knicks can win a championship, I don't know what team you're watching. I got to laugh. Wow. You know, now everybody's kind of parachuting in. Whoa, the resilient Knicks. Whoa, the tough Knicks. Whoa, they're so mentally locked in. Yeah, this is who the Knicks are. The opposition plays dirty. Doesn't matter. Officials stink. Doesn't matter. Big man goes down. Doesn't matter. Sniper off the bench goes down 30 seconds into the game. Doesn't matter. The Knicks wanted more. The Knicks fans wanted more. And I don't care what anybody says, this Knicks team can win the championship.
You mean this year?
Yes.
Come on, BT. See, this is why it's tough to take. Like, we are watching the same games, I think. And the Knicks have now played four games in this series with the Philadelphia 76ers, who, by the way, might not even be the 76ers this year, but they've played four games with them. The Knicks have played great, to me, in one of those games. Now, they've won three of them, understood. At worst, this series should be 2-2. The Knicks got a miracle of all miracles in game two, and yet we come on after one performance where their superstar finally played like a superstar, carried them to a victory in game four, and you're right, it wasn't just about that. They did other things. They wanted it more, took it from the Sixers, all those different things. But to go from what should be a 2-2 series, which series is not even over, to think championship, to me, like I don't understand what you're seeing that makes you think that this team can win a championship.
I'm seeing what I've seen all season. There's not a tougher team in the city. I was telling you guys during the meeting before the show.
Yeah.
I can't recall a team that wanted it more than these Knicks. Maybe the 94 Rangers. But it's easy to say that now because we know that they accomplished it. I mean, when I say what I said, and I mean it, like the Knicks can win the championship this year. You also have to look at the other things going on around them. The Bucks are going to lose.
Right.
Like they're down 3-1. I'm not saying Philly's an easy matchup. But it's funny. I mean, pardon me. The Pacers would be an easy matchup. Right. But the goalposts keep moving. I mean, think about the conversation the last couple of weeks. Man, I don't know. Maybe the Knicks should bag that last game against the the last couple of games, the Nets in Chicago. Do you really want to play Philly? Philly could have easily been a second seed. They're done. I mean, the Sixers, the team that everybody was terrified about.
Right.
What has now happened? Embiid didn't score a basket in the fourth quarter.
Right, well, he looked shot.
He is shot.
Right.
And to the what were there? 11,000 Knicks fans in the building to the point.
Now,
that doesn't mean
they're
going to win the championship, but this is part of the story here. It is growing and it is accelerating to a point that very few people thought that it could get to. Now, when they were...
Well, a lot of people thought they could win a first round.
By the way, they haven't
even done that.
Yeah, for sure. But I'm pushing it beyond that. Clearly, I'm pushing it. And by the way, this doesn't represent some incredibly, different or U-turn for me. I've always thought this. Because I've watched them this year.
You think they could beat the Celtics?
Yes, I'm starting to. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, well then, but that is a change.
Well, because, I understand that. Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, that is one of the changes. That's right. The only team that I said, going into the Sixers series, I said.
You think they could beat the Denver Nuggets?
I know. Let's get to the conference finals. I mean, that's a long, let's get to the conference finals.
Well, first get to the semis.
Understood, but I'm reacting to what's transpired so far and what I see. I don't know what to tell you. Right. I mean, you know.
Well, how about the fact through four games they finally got some scoring from their superstar? Like, that wouldn't be alarming to you that they should have lost game two?
See, listen, I mean, you keep dealing in the should-haves.
Right.
I keep dealing in the what actually happened.
Right. But, no, and, but it's the same
and,
thing
and
we
I,
did.
I got to be honest, yeah. I kind of like my road better.
Right.
Because it's more accurate.
Right. It's the same thing we did with the Jets. Where, yeah.
Okay. Forget about that.
No, but it's the same exact thing.
No, it's not.
Yeah, we sat here and fought throughout the fall because you were saying, well, the Jets are winning. And I'm saying, yeah, but they're not that good. You said, yeah, what is happening is the Jets are winning. I'm saying, yeah, but they're not that good. And eventually, they're going to lose. And it turned
out. But there's no comparison, Sal.
No, there's not, though. Because you want to say about this series? Fine. You're saying now championship. You're saying better than the Celtics. And I'm watching a team that through four games is nowhere near good enough.
Are they going to win the series, Sal? Do you think they're going to win the series?
It's not over yet.
But that's not what I'm asking. Yeah. Do you think they're going to win the series?
I do think they have a strong chance of winning the series.
So you think
they played one good game in four.
But see, this is where we differ fundamentally. Right. That's fine. But to me, when you don't play, and I don't know why you don't see this, but you don't.
Right.
When you play poorly and win, that's a good thing.
Yeah, maybe for the
bad thing.
No, long term, if you play poorly, that's not good. That's not sustainable. To win while playing poorly is not sustainable. That's my issue. And I'm looking beyond the Sixers. I think the Knicks are up 3-1, more so because the Sixers are trash than anything else. Matter of fact, I am on record as saying I didn't want any part of the Sixers. And then I watched the play-in game against the Heat, and the Sixers looked awful in that game, even though they won. I said, you know what? This is going to be a better matchup. I wouldn't want any part of the Heat. Then we saw games 1 and 2, and the Knicks were very fortunate to win both of those games. Fortunate to win both. At best, it should have been a split. Now, it wasn't. Then game 3, they got blown out of the building. And then there's been one blowout, and that's been in favor of the Sixers. And then the Knicks yesterday finally played, to me, a complete game that they, to your point, like this is what they've been all year. That's what they've been all year. Brunson carrying them, Hart rebounding, all those different things. Defense, that's what they've done so well. So through four games, for me, the most encouraging game was game 4 yesterday. That would give me hope and excitement moving forward. But that's been one game of 4. I can't turn that into saying championship.
Well, listen, we see it differently. And we came in after game 1, and you thought they played poorly, and I said they had 52 rebounds. They I think they were plus 22 or plus 23. They shot 46. This is game 1. So we have seen this differently from minute 1, which is fine.
Right.
Game 1, and you know, if you want to say they didn't play, Brunson certainly didn't play well. Game 1, superstar doesn't play well, Knicks win.
Right.
Game 2, superstar doesn't play well, Knicks win.
Right,
game
but 3, come on, you can't overlook the fact that...
But they won.
I know, but you're going to ignore the fact that they should have lost? I mean, everybody in the world knows that. You can't overlook that.
Did they win or did they lose?
Yeah,
I mean...
Right, okay, they won, but they should have lost. So it's not like they played well in game.
What do you mean they should have lost?
The officials, everybody who watched the game...
No.
They lost the game. I mean, they should have lost the game. It took a miracle of all miracles to win. Now, you take that, sure, but in reality, had the calls not gone their way, and they shouldn't have, it would be 1-1. They'd be down 2-1, and let's say the series plays out. It should be 2-2 coming back home. But it didn't. You're right. They won the game. But, like, I'm not going to hang my hat on saying, oh, the Knicks are going to win the championship because they got the break of all breaks to win game 2.
No, listen. You need that. You need that to get to where you want to go.
Fair enough. Sometimes you better be lucky than good, and maybe that helps them get through this first round.
There's no doubt. And again, I don't want to focus on the Bucks too much. I don't want to focus on the Pacers too much. You asked me about the Celtics here, but you know, watching this team, there's the micro version, and that was again another amazing performance by the Knicks yesterday in the heart department. And the macro version is more as you stretch things out further. Can I see this team getting to the NBA Finals and winning? And I can. Now, yeah, and we'll get to these calls. Understand what happened yesterday. So they're down a couple of games. Their star says they're going to win the series. He comes out. He drops a 50 spot.
Mm-hmm.
They win game 3. Then they come out yesterday and a game the Sixers must win. They must win. Mitchell Robinson, dumb play. And... what was it, 37 seconds into him getting on the court? There are other, you might not like Bogdanovich. He's one of the main scorers off the bench. So they go from an 8. But he is. They go from an eight-man rotation.
I mean, how can you see he's one of the main scorers? What was his high point total in the series
so far? Just look at the game log, dude. He averaged 13-5. What do you want me to tell you? I mean, since Bogdanović got here.
I'm not saying it helps to lose him. But Mitch Robinson's a big loss.
Bogdanović is a scorer. I'm not saying he's putting in 20. The guy's fine. So anyway, now all of a sudden you play guys that don't even play. Precious Achiuwa was what, plus 15? I mean, I don't know what. Well, I don't know what to tell people. I don't know what to tell you.
Right.
I feel, and listen, you might be prescient. You might be right. You might be the only one who sees something that nobody else sees. I feel like everybody but you sees who these Knicks are.
You think everybody but me thinks the Knicks are going to win a championship this year?
I think you're the. I don't know anybody.
By the way, then I'd be the only one in the world who actually has a brain. The Knicks are not winning the championship this year.
I don't know anybody.
It took 47 points and a historic effort, maybe the greatest that we've ever seen from a New York Knicks. Period.
Not maybe
in their history.
Not maybe.
Okay, to barely win a game. I mean, come on.
So.
Now, it wasn't just that. Obviously, rebounding, like, they wanted them more than these Sixers, who are soft. It took
the Sixers are punks. Yeah, Knicks took their soul. It's over.
But that's a big difference in saying, hey, you know what? The Knicks have done a great job in this series and have earned the right to be up 3-1 in this series than saying this team can win a championship. Like, I don't want to put ceilings on them because they proved me wrong during the regular season. Watching them in the postseason, nothing outside of Game 4. Nothing outside of yesterday's one game, and even in that game, it took a historic effort, did I feel like this Knicks team was a legitimate playoff threat or a contender for a championship.
The best thing about the Knicks, and again, they've been this team all year in this regard, right? Even though there's been a couple of different versions roster-wise, we know what it's been, is that they are comfortable being uncomfortable. I think that's the perfect encapsulation of this team. They are comfortable being uncomfortable. Late, down a couple of points, we're good. On the road, superstars telling us it's over, they're going to come back and win, we're good.
Without Brunson, though, taking over that game, and you could tell that he was on a mission to take over that game. We talked about this on Friday. He had to do that.
For sure.
In Games 3 and Games 4, the Knicks needed to get one win. And to do so, they had to have Jalen Brunson do that. And he did exactly that in Game 4.
Yep.
But for me, he's not going to be able to score almost 50 every single night. But at least if you get an efficient 35 and then maybe have some of the role players contribute consistently with their defense and energy, then maybe they can win this round and the next round. But even that is going to have its limitations. And I cannot see any scenario realistically. Like, the fan in me wants to believe that. Realistically, I can't see this team playing the way that they have, whether it's all year long, whether it's these 4 games against the Sixers, beating the Celtics or a team from the West, likely the Denver Nuggets.
So, but you're willing to push it to that Eastern Conference Finals. So you think they're going to win the series. You said you feel pretty good about that at this point.
I mean,
3-2.
How could you not? No, I got you.
I'm just pushing this thing forward.
The biggest reason why I would say the Knicks are going to win this series is because Embiid looks shot. And if Embiid is shot and clearly nowhere near what he can be at his best,
yep,
then the Knicks should steal
him. Well, then how do you have 50 the other night if he's shot?
Well, I mean, he looked shot.
It's a pretty good 50 when he's shot. See, no, he looked shot because the Knicks have made him look shot.
Right.
The Knicks have made him, the Knicks have driven him out of his mental comfort zone. He is a mess because of the Knicks.
Right.
Now, I know he's a little physically compromised. I get that. But
a lot of physically compromised. I mean,
I can't say that when you score 50, Sal. I
understood.
Yeah, that's all.
You're right. That's
so
fair.
Like, you know, I look at how he's chirping with the refs and the gyrations and the mannerisms and the being preoccupied with stuff that doesn't really matter.
Ripping the fans now.
Ripping the fans, you know. And he was a little soft. He said, I'm not trying to rip the fans, but in essence, you did.
Knicks
and
by the way,
I don't blame
him
for that.
Right.
I don't blame him for that. You know, imagine one of our buildings, just the Garden. Imagine the Garden being taken over by the opposition. That will never happen.
Well, in the postseason, it's happened, obviously, in the regular season.
Well, you know when it happens, and I've been there for a couple, when, you know, Kobe or LeBron score 50 or 60, that's different. You're kind of along for the ride. It's Broadway. It's a theater.
Maxie, while Maxie has all the talent in the world, his basketball IQ is low, or at least his heart is not there. The want-to is not as where it needs to be in comparison to the Knicks. Oh, that's fine, but now you're looking beyond. And forget even who the teams are, because I really don't care about who the teams are. If the Knicks play like they played in Game 4, then yes, I do think they can win this series and will win this series. And I do think they have a chance in the second round. Even if they play like they did in Game 4, which I think is their max without Randle, then I do not think they have a chance against the Celtics.
So here's why I don't think it's the max. And we'll get these calls. Ochoa, 0 for 5. Yeah. Hart, 0 for 7.
Mm-hmm.
So now, do you get 47 from Brunson? Maybe not. Do you get more for the other guys? Probably so.
Oh, yeah, DiVincenzo, Bogdanovich.
I don't even know if Bogdanovich is going to be healthy. But, hey, listen, I'm not putting a limit on this team. You guys can think I'm nuts. I love them. They've got depth. They've got toughness. He is coaching circles around Nick Nurse, and they got the best player on the floor in Brunson. Let's go.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Rob is in Patchogue. What's up, Rob?
Hey, BT, Sal. How you doing, man?
How are you, Rob?
Thanks for taking my call. Sal, I should play the lottery today because I...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I knew you were going to come on and talk about the Knicks like they didn't earn game four. Come on, man.
What are you talking about? Try again. I mean, did you listen to anything I just said?
Yeah, you said that they are lucky to win game four. And that
no,
they,
I didn't
that
say that. I said they were lucky to win
one.
Game two, not game four. I didn't say that. I said they were great in game four.
Rob,
here's the prerequisite before we get into 4 hours of this. If you're going to call and say something, listen to what I said. I just said they played their best game of the series by far in game four. I said they were lucky to win game two. This is not trying to rain on the Knicks parade. It was a great game yesterday. Brunson was terrific. Brunson did exactly what I said he had to do for them to win. He did it. It was a great game. To talk championship to me is ludicrous. And I said they were lucky to win game two. Let's try it again. Elvis is in Orange, Connecticut. What's up, Elvis?
Hey, Brandon, what's the matter with this guy? I think he just wants to argue with you.
No, talk to him. He's right here.
I mean, I just don't get it. Sal, you're so far off, it's ridiculous. You act like the Celtics are God. You know what the series is over there in Miami? It's 2-1.
Right.
I mean, the Knicks are an unbelievable team. They play great defense. They play together, and Brunson doesn't have to play great to win.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Oh, come on, Sal.
Scored 47 points yesterday, and they won by five.
I think you just want to argue. Come on, realistically,
hold on a second. Elvis, you think the Knicks are going to win a championship this year?
Let me tell you something.
Do you think the Knicks are going to win a championship this year?
Do you want me to answer?
Yes.
If they get by the Celtics, yes.
If they get by the Celtics. Oh, my God. The pathetic idiocy that is running rampant in this town is, to me, quite frankly embarrassing.
From the Knicks fan?
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
I expect more. Championship! They're not even out of the first round! And then I'm the bad guy because I call it how it is. They're not even out of the first round! You're talking championship! It took 47 points, a historic effort, to get to the third win of the first round. They won by 5 points against a team who is a dead team walking, as dumb a basketball team as I've ever seen. Their superstar is playing on one leg with Bell's palsy, and you guys are talking about championship! I just don't get it. Yeah, you're right. The Knicks are better than the Celtics. Here's the thing. Put your money where your mouth is. Go to FanDuel or wherever you want to go. Put your money where your mouth is. Go bet the Knicks to win the championship and then come back to me. By the way, I don't even think I'm saying anything ridiculous. The fact that the Knicks, what are their odds to win the championship? I guarantee you it's not very good.
You know what? Yeah. I guarantee I don't care.
Yeah. Then put your money where your mouth is.
Well, I mean, maybe I will.
Okay.
I don't care about odds.
Right. And I don't care about your predictions.
And I don't care about things that you simply do not see and have not seen all season.
That the Knicks are a championship
team. No.
Well, that's what we're talking about.
But that's the end of the conversation. Yeah. The checkpoints to get there. You refuse to acknowledge, and that's fine.
Acknowledge what? I said they did a great job getting the second seed. I don't understand.
No, I mean, listen, it's we see it differently. We can argue forever.
You said last week they couldn't beat the Celtics.
We can argue forever.
About what? I don't even know what we're arguing about. You, Mr. Nick, said last
Mr.
week.
Mr. Nick.
Well, apparently, I mean, you're the leader of the Nick Brigade here, that they could win a championship. You said last week that they couldn't beat the Celtics, or they wouldn't beat the Celtics, so we were in agreement. Now, all of a sudden, a championship of Boston. I'm the bad guy. I don't understand it.
Well, it's not that you're a bad guy. We're seeing it differently.
Right.
We see it different.
Right.
I don't tell you.
So one game changed your opinion on the Knicks winning a championship?
No, no. It's called...
Well,
it couldn't have been
game three
it's
because
series,
they got smoked in that...
It's series.
Understood. But last week... you and I together, even put limitations on, like, we may have disagreed about game one or game two or Brunson or whatever it may be, but we agreed that, like, okay, this is nice, and their max would be the Eastern Conference Finals. That has now changed for one of us. For me, it is
well,
not.
Well, you got to understand this, though. Part of the reason why I didn't know that it changed, and I still don't, but it's what I feel now, is that I thought that the Bucks would be more healthy. And I thought that would be a massive impediment in round two.
Right.
See, part of being able to think that you can get to a championship level is obviously looking at what's in front of you,
right.
Which I am with the Sixers,
right.
And then also making sure you don't trip over it, but kind of sensing what's down the road. And what's down the road right now is a Pacers team, in all probability, that I think the Knicks match up with well, and the team that I thought with a healthy Giannis and Dame and Lopez who could shoot and all the Middleton, I was worried about them. Not worried about them anymore.
Right.
Not that they can't come back and win, although they're really banged up. Most of the guys didn't play yesterday. They're down 3-1. So that does change. So to answer you, like, why is it changing? Well, now you get to, if you do, you get to the conference finals.
Well, if the Celtics were out, I could understand that. But it looks like this. I mean, we don't know. Again, let's see it play out. And, I could be wrong. Maybe the Knicks are a championship team. I do not think it's crazy talk. I think it's crazy to say that the Knicks are a championship team after they played one good game.
I also think there's a difference between saying you could get there, and I'm not putting a limitation on the Knicks.
Right.
Versus booking a parade.
Yeah, and I've said before, like, before the postseason, I wouldn't put a ceiling on this team because of what they did in the regular season.
Yep.
Like, I thought for sure the Knicks would drop in the regular season. They did not. Matter of fact, they went up. They did get that 2 seed. So it would be ridiculous to put a ceiling on them. And then I watch them in the postseason. And for the 4 games so far, they've played one that would want me to not put a ceiling on them. The other 3, though, have not been great. BT and Sal on the Fan, 877-337-6666. One thing we can agree on, BT, is what type of performance that was yesterday. And it's funny because I know we've disagreed about the way that we viewed Game 1 and Game 2. But ahead of yesterday's game, we were texting a little bit in the morning, and I did kind of get that feel that you felt it in Game 3 that Brunson was getting close.
Yep.
And then you and I were texting a little bit yesterday. I was like, forget about the stupid predictions, like, let's go Knicks in this game. And they got exactly what they needed from Jalen Brunson. An all-time great performance. I don't remember Bernard King's. Do you remember?
I do. Now, the funny thing is, with the 46 points that Brunson broke, that was against the Pistons. That was at, I think there was an issue with Joe Louis Arena, and they played one of those big games at the Pontiac Silverdome. And I don't even know where I watched those games because I was 8 or 9, and we didn't have MSG. Maybe just highlights. I honestly don't know. Bernard averaged like 44 and a half points, had 2 or 3 broken fingers, had the flu, and he didn't have much around him. And I do remember that. That's like the first thing that I remember about the Knicks. So just in terms of like that rarefied space, you know, obviously Clyde before that, Patrick slightly after. What Brunson did yesterday, I've never seen that. The manipulation of the ball and the game from one guy who might be... When you add up all the measurables, size, speed, jumping ability, might be the worst athlete on the court. And I put quotes around worst.
Right.
Might be the worst. I mean, he's sublime. His footwork is sick, and he was unstoppable.
And yesterday, he just seemed, and not that he didn't in game one or game two want it, but it was like, okay, getting a feel for the postseason, struggled in game one, game two similar. Sixers did a good job defending him. Game 3 started to get going, but yesterday, he was determined. He was a man on a mission, attacking Embiid, going right at the big, dropping the float over. It was probably the best performance that I've ever seen. I know, like, historically where it goes stat-wise.
Yes.
I remember watching Ewing dominate a bunch of games, and you know I'm always going to favor Patrick Ewing just because that was my guy. Like, I love those 90s Knicks.
Yep.
However, this was a end. Factor in on the road in a game where I thought they had to win. I thought that was a swing game for this series.
Massive game.
I was going to tweet. I didn't say. I was like, I will just save it for the show. But, like, to me, whoever won that game yesterday was going to win the series. And to have your superstar, who's been basically shut down for three games, go out there, put the foot on their throat, take that game over right from the jump, being efficient, being dominant, ripping the heart and soul out of the Philadelphia 76ers, that was an all-time great performance from the Knicks superstar.
Now, when the Knicks played the Heat, there would be some fans down there, obviously, New Yorkers, transplanters. But I'm thinking about the rivalries. Chicago, not many Knicks fans would travel there. Indiana, not really. You got John Starks front row chirping at fans. I mean,
Starks is going to get back in here and do some damage, dude, too, man.
This is storybook stuff here. Now, there's a lot of chapters before it becomes an all-time story, but I mean, so far, I mean, the first couple of pages are phenomenal, and the Sixers are dead. Soul taken, heart stomped out, Knicks are ready to roll.
Now, would you be surprised if they lost Game 5 off of that?
Yes, I'd be very surprised.
Would you be at all? I'm not talking about worried as far as losing the series, because I know it's a long way to go in this, and the Knicks obviously have to just win one. They got two games, if necessary, at home. But could you see any scenario where the series starts to get a little bit out of control? Let's say they lose Game 5.
No, okay, listen.
Now, all of a sudden, Game 6, they're...
Yes. I mean, if the Knicks were to lose Game 5 tomorrow, which I do not think that they will, I mean, anytime you go up against Embiid and Maxey, who was off yesterday, and is getting pushed around
a
little.
He's got to grow up, though.
Yeah, he's got to get physically stronger. He's young. He's a kid. He's a young buck. He's amazing, though. And, you know, if you get into that Game 6 situation, Knicks up 3-2, back to Philly, and Philly jumps out, you know, 21-11. I think they lead every game. I'm going to start sweating a little bit here, but I don't think it gets to that point. I think they bury him tomorrow.
And I don't want to say it's necessary, but I think it would go a long way. And I'm not talking about, like, worried about next round or beyond. Just, you don't want to play with fire here. With a team that could be dangerous. Now, Philadelphia's been sloppy. They've been a little bit unlucky. They're banged up, whatever.
Knicks have been unlucky too, Sal. Knicks have been unlucky too.
I'm going based off of game two.
You're talking about the refs.
As far as being hurt, you're right. Like, that happens too.
Yep.
So, right. But you don't want to give a team that could be dangerous with that talent.
I agree with that.
You don't want to give them any more.
No. I'm not taking Philly for granted. Well,
because then game seven, like, okay, Knicks lose game five. Brunson gets tripped up, whatever. The secondary players don't do it. Sixers steal one. Now they go home, favors them, and Embiid goes nuts, let's say. Not game seven, anything could happen.
I understand that. I understand. That's why you got to put them out of their misery tomorrow night at the Garden, own them, get the shovel, you know, start digging the dirt, dump them in the casket, slam it shut, go on to round two.
But it was an enjoyable... It's hard for me to compare it because I just was so much more invested when I was a younger kid.
The 90s
into loving
Knicks,
those teams.
Yeah.
But it was... I can't say that it was more enjoyable than any Knicks playoff game ever. I would not say that, but that was an enjoyable game yesterday to watch Jalen Brunson. And then maybe even more so than Brunson down the stretch. The fact that, like, there was that one possession with maybe a couple of minutes ago. I forget exactly when it was.
Which play?
The Knicks got, like, five.
When OG wound up dunking it? They had a couple offensive rebounds in a row?
I think they ended up missing, but they got, like, five off. The Sixers needed a stop.
Yes.
The Knicks kept getting rebounds, like four or five rebounds. Now, the Sixers ended up getting the ball, and then they come down, they missed their shot, they go one and out.
Correct.
But it just, to me, that was symbolic where the Knicks were getting second, third, fourth, fifth chances. Sixers come down, take one shot, and miss, and the Knicks grab a rebound.
Sal, 52 rebounds, 15 offensive, 42 for the Sixers, 9 offensive. And we'll get back to these calls. Compare the 90s Knicks to now. It's incredibly hard to do because where we were at that stage of our life, more impressionable, young. I get all that, but here's how I'll say it. Yesterday felt like I was watching that. Like, I felt transported back to, emotionally, a place I haven't been in a long time as a Knicks fan, and I missed it.
Adam is in South Jersey. What's up, Adam?
What's up, guys? My favorite show. Please excuse my voice, because yesterday I was at Wells Fargo Square Garden with about 10,000 friends, stealing a home court advantage from these guys like I've never seen in a playoff game in my life. It was an incredible environment. Listen, if you'll let me get a couple of points real quick. First, Sal, I'm going to be that sensible Knicks fan you want to hear. I'm going to be a little salty. You're throwing some cold water on us here after a really good performance. And I understand your point. And I'm not going to say the Knicks will win the conference, will win the championship, but I will say this. There is no team in the league this team is afraid of. They don't care who's in front of them. They take things one game at a time. Every time I see a JB interview and they ask him, do you think about this? What's this? He's like, I got a game to win. We haven't won anything yet. We have to get ready for Tuesday night. No, I didn't know I broke that record. I don't care about that. That's not what this is about. There is not a guy on that team, Sal, that's afraid of anybody. Anybody in this league.
Right.
And I will put my chips in the middle, and I am putting some money on FanDuel and Knicks to win it all, not because they will, because they can.
Right. And thank you for the call, Adam. Look, I think the fundamental disagreement, I was just thinking about this, BT, as Adam was getting going, where you and I differ, is that I have been more discouraged based on the first three games of the postseason. Obviously, game four was as encouraging a game as you can have. If I saw that in game one, we would have no disagreement. We'd be in agreement there. But we didn't. It took four games to see it. And, you know, game two, the way that that went, whatever. So I've been a little more discouraged outside of yesterday. And also that I think that there is, like, while I want to believe in, and I love Jalen Brunson and everything he stands for, not just what he does, but everything he stands for, his whole mentality, mindset, the heart, determination. Remember, we talked about the Players Tribune column that he wrote.
Yeah,
how can you not love that? But I do think, it's not a knock on him, I think without Julius Randle and without that secondary, consistent secondary scoring option, I believe there is a limit to how far they can go, whereas you believe because of the hustle, the heart, the team rebounding, the defense, that they could go a little bit further.
It's funny. Anytime Randle comes in, the name pops up. It's interesting because I have not thought about Julius Randle this series, and I remember saying that to you last week, right?
After game one, right?
Yep. But I was thinking about him last night for a second. It popped in my head. I can't prove it. I strongly feel if Randle's playing, the Knicks are not up 3-1. They're just not. Like, what Randle does well is obvious. What Randle doesn't do well gets in the way of what this group of guys do, what they do well. It stagnates things. Oh, okay. It stops things. It's different.
Right, but it to me.
And I'm not trying to disrespect him.
Understood. I know you
so
like
much
him.
For, he's a bull.
Understood. To
but
me,
man.
The thing I like about it is the consistency. Where instead, you see McBride or DiVincenzo or Bogdanovich or Ananobi, whatever. Like, there's roller coasters. Mm. We've seen it through four games so far.
McBride's not a roller coaster.
Well,
the other guys are a little bit.
Well,
you know, DiVincenzo's been up
was,
and down. Yeah, well, McBride's been so
right,
good.
Right, he's been solid. You could argue he's been their second best player overall. I mean, outside of just defense. When you combine the offense,
yep.
He's been there.
That's not a crazy statement.
Well, he's the guy that I have the most confidence in when he shoots the ball outside of Jalen Brunson.
True.
Heart's good, but again, up and down and inconsistency with the shot, and that's expected. Like, he does other things well. What I like about Randle is that you're right, like, some things he does drive you nuts and could be a detriment, but I know that I'm going to have secondary scoring that's reliable and consistent.
But is it going to be 4-for-19? Not 4-for-19, yeah. But 4-for-13. Listen, I hear you, and there's no right or wrong answer because
right.
You're not playing, and they are up 3-1. But, you know, think about these runs when Brunson gets in the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
You know, this rhythm of 5, 6, 7 minutes of uninterrupted, beautiful, unstoppable basketball. All it takes is one, and again, it's a criticism, even though I love him. It takes one dump to Randall on the wing, three jab steps, pump fake, and now the shot clock's going down, and now it's all scurried, and it's all disjointed, and now, bang, Brunson's out of rhythm.
Yesterday was a great day in New York City.
It was,
period.
Man.
Rangers broke out the brooms, which they had to do.
Congrats.
The Yanks pounded out another 15 runs in Milwaukee, 30 runs in back-to-back games. So that's nice as ahead of getting set for their big four-game series. We'll
Baltimore.
Get more into that later. Yeah. This is going to be a good barometer for both teams. We could do that a little bit later on. But you had the Rangers sweep, the Yankees big win, the Mets even had
Vientos.
A walk-off win.
You know, I was happy for Vientos. That was a pretty good moment for the kid. Good for him.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
Well, I'm just saying good for the kid. Yeah, I'm not saying I'm going to pencil him fifth for the next, you know, he's not Hubie Brooks here. But, that was, you know, you get sent down, you get Martinez,
right.
Then you get sent down. And then Marte goes on the bereavement list. You get, you know, who knows if he's even going to stay. You get a chance. You do a little, bomb to dead center, walk it off. That's good.
And he was fired up. And then, of course, though, it started with the Knicks getting their win in game four, which was just, I mean, look, it was an incredible. For me, this is what I wanted to see. Like, I was getting texts yesterday. Oh, see, the Knicks, what are you going to say now about the Knicks? I'm like, no, you're missing the point. This is what I wanted to see from the Knicks. Finally, they played a game that I think they have to play if they want to do legit damage in the postseason. Now, is that sustainable? I do believe that what they did in game four, BT, is more sustainable than the way that they won in games one and games two. Meaning that, okay, well, Brunson may not score 45-50 every night, but him scoring 30-35 or 35-40 is more sustainable with their defense and rebounding and maybe getting a performance from one guy one night the next day. That, to me, is more sustainable than the way that they won game one and game two.
And I understand that because there were elements of both games here where, you know, goes the other way, whistle here, a little lucky bounce there. No, it could have a radically different a series here. We could have a very different series. I think that while, you know, unless he breaks his own, you know, mark with 48, you know, tomorrow night at the Garden. I think the wheelhouse for the Knicks is Brunson, low 30s.
Efficient.
You know, yeah. Do you need the efficiency? Right. But Brunson, you don't need 40, but low 30s. You know, DiVincenzo, 14 to 17. Hart, 9 to 12. You know, and
McBride,
then
McBride, 10.
Like, McBride, need, for sure.
You
McBride.
Need one of those other guys.
Yeah.
Man, just looking at it yesterday, I know Anunoby played well yesterday.
He played fantastic.
Yeah, well, defensively, we know. That was never the issue. Offensively, he drives me nuts. And it was over.
I don't know why he drives you. You always say that. Why?
Because to me, his greatest attribute offensively is the spot up three.
From the corner.
And he was 0-for-4 yesterday from 3-point range.
But a lot of mid range, a lot of fallaways.
Yeah, which is fine.
Footers.
But like, you know, him trying to attack the. It just,
yeah. His dribble, he doesn't have a real smooth, fluid dribble.
Well,
it's a little. I worry when he puts it on the floor.
Right. So for a guy that's going to be getting paid a lot of money, like you're paying him to be a 3-and-D guy, which is fine if you have the second scorer, whether that's Randall, and we saw it work in the regular season to the highest of levels, whether that is somebody else, that's what Anunoby is. Now, he played well yesterday, and they couldn't have won that game without him, but I just, offensively.
Are you still not sure if you'd resign him? Is that where you're going? Or are you still evaluating? Because I love him.
Well,
just got to stay healthy.
I can't, he can't be the number two.
Yeah.
So he would be being brought back with the idea that they're going to have Julius Randle. So this is a whole nother layer of conversation for the future. But it is an interesting one to think about where this is going to be the team because we could talk like you think they're going to win the championship. I don't think that they're there for multiple reasons. But we both probably agree they need one more piece, even if Randle is back healthy with this team next year and Anunoby's back, right?
Mm-hmm. Although I don't think Randle's going to be back.
You really think they're going to trade him?
I've always thought this was the summer where the Knicks make their big move. And I got to tell you, and again, this is a conversation for a different day, but look what happened to the Phoenix Suns. Mr. Devin Booker maybe not happy. Maybe that's where you pounce. If you have Booker and Brunson and OG and... Now it's an absolute championship team.
I mean, look, I know what happened with Phoenix is embarrassing in the postseason. I know.
Swept.
But that says more about Durant than it does Booker.
Understood. No, I'm not saying that the Suns would be disenchanted with him.
But
I'm saying he might
be
saying, you know, time for me to, you know, maybe, whatever.
What do you think it would take to get him?
Multiple first rounds, Randall, probably McBride. It's going to take a ton. I mean, one of the big, it would have to be Mitch because Hartenstein is not signed. It's going to take a lot, and you do it.
Yeah.
Because he's amazing.
Well, that's what I want. And it was an issue for me with this team in the regular season when Randall and Ananobi were out. The secondary scoring behind Brunson, to me, is probably the biggest question mark. Not probably. It is the biggest question mark about this team moving forward. James is calling from Queens. What's up, James?
Boys, what's good? Thanks for taking the call. Appreciate it. A couple things. Embiid is, obviously, I can't stand the guy. He's great, but he's completely dirty and just whines and looks for calls, but that series is over.
Even yesterday with the elbowing of Brunson stepping on
the throat. Yeah. Stepped on Josh Hart's leg.
Come on,
he's filthy.
Give me a break. I think, and when he blocked Jaylen's shot, it was in the fourth, and he landed directly on him. He landed with his knee. He's just dirty, but who cares? That's over with. The series is over. Sal.
Well, it's not over yet. It's not over yet.
They got Sal, hold on, Sal. You said a couple things earlier in the series when they were 2-0. Jaylen was too small, right? They had his number on defense. He was too small.
I didn't say he was too small.
Hold
I said on. The Sixers have had his number.
I think you did.
He didn't say he was too small.
I said the Sixers had his number because it was more than just the two games, so he needed to break out of it. But go ahead.
Okay. All right. So, he was going to wake up. It was only a matter of time. But this team, they're a bunch of amoebas and the chameleons. Whatever the game calls for, that's how they adapt and that's how they perform. Do I think 0-7 and 0-5 from Precious? No. Do we need him to hit some shots? At least, you know.
He missed a couple layups, a couple bunnies. Yeah. Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course. But you cannot deny his energy.
He was awesome.
He was all over the place.
He was awesome.
A huge upgrade. And when you can have, this is what we were saying earlier, this is what I was saying earlier in the series, Sal. If your best player, who is a superstar, not an all-star, a superstar with ice in his veins, if your best player is not giving you his best, he's going to snap out of it. And when he does, it's going to be scary. And what I love about them is no matter what, they find a way to get it done.
Yeah, and they have, and thank you for the call, James. See, yesterday, to me, was the most encouraging thing that we've seen from this Knicks team. I know you were more positive, BT, about them after games one and
certainly
game two.
Certainly game one more than game two. I mean, just because they had a plus 20-something, you know, rebound disparity
Beast
and all the good
the
things. Yeah, like game two is a lot closer. In game one, I thought they played well.
Right, and the negative view from me after game one was, but they need Brunson to get going. And now I think we've kind of met in the middle where if Brunson can do what he did in game four, and there's reason to believe now because the Sixers had his number, and he started to work his way out of it to a point where yesterday he dominated that game.
Yep.
I don't believe, like, he may come down a little bit, but I believe now this is the majority of what we're going to see from Brunson the rest of the postseason.
I agree, because this is who he is. You know, the thing that we discount here, we talk about, you know, they're mostly useless, you know, whatever. But, like, these halftime interviews in the NFL. Coach, what do you have to do to change things up? Protect the ball, protect our quarterback as he's walking off the field. But then he goes in the locker room and he comes up with some sort of adjustments with his coordinators. We don't really talk about that as much in the NBA, even though it's equally important on a lot of levels. The Knicks have adjusted to how they're playing defense. Now, it's not just that Jalen Brunson's making shots. Yeah, that obviously helps here. But Tom Thibodeau is currently out coaching an NBA champion in Nick Nurse, Nick Nurse annoys me.
I was thinking of yesterday.
Just annoys me.
They keep showing him. Oh, by the way, they
with
kept
his five gold chains. Get Nick Nurse.
Did you watch the game on the national broadcast or MSG yesterday?
Was national. It on MSG? Watched the national.
Yeah,
I don't know if it was on MSG.
I don't know either, but I watched the national. And they showed, what's her name, Dawn Staley?
I saw Dawn Staley.
Yeah, I saw her until the final few minutes. I mean, what happened, boy? What are you waving at in there?
I'm sorry, I was just mimicking her, giving the four-finger salute when Hartenstein got the fourth foul.
Boyle's like a third base coach in there with his hand signs. I mean, what are you doing?
Ask Dawn Staley if God wanted the Knicks to win that one yesterday.
Well, I'm not going to get into
sometimes, by the way, Sal, signs are dummy signs. Just because you're throwing some signs down doesn't mean he's trying to tell you anything. He's just trying to throw up the opposition. Like, I know.
All right, I'm going to break in a minute here.
No, he's into it.
They showed Dawn Staley going nuts the entire game. I saw it. Awful quiet. The camera shots didn't show it down the stretch.
The last couple of minutes, Dawn may have left. I mean, like the rest of the Sixer fans.
But it is something that I thought about not only yesterday but then coming into work today, but I still think it's too early, whether it's stamping, look, you and I have agreed that Brunson is a superstar, but I don't want to stamp it just yet.
You mean the series win or a superstar?
Well, we talked about how if they lost this first round series, Brunson's superstardom, especially after the way that he played in the first couple games specifically, and Tibbs as a coach, right? Like, if they lost this first round series, those two guys or those two things would be coming to question.
I remember the conversation.
You don't want to stamp it yet.
No, get the fourth one.
But
it's all trending favorably.
For both. And maybe even more specifically Tibbs, because I think that might have been a bigger question mark than Brunson's legitimacy as a superstar.
I would agree with that. Like, if Brunson, you know, if they were to lose in five instead of maybe, hopefully, winning in five.
Right.
The conversation would have been, now you would have had some dissenting voices like, oh, he's not a true superstar. He's a tier two. And that may have been true. We could at least have, I don't think it's true, but we at least could have had the conversation. But Brunson would have largely gotten a pass. It would have been, all right, has this team hit its ceiling with Tom Thibodeau?
Right.
You're right. That would have been the focus of the energy, right, wrong, or indifferent. That's where people's ire would have been directed. But what's happening now is, I give Philly credit. Listen, the Pacers, whether it's the Bucks, the Pacers, the next round, whomever it is, if and when the Knicks get there, the defensive prowess of either team, he's not facing this. Sixers defense, their length, their trapping ability, it is a tough matchup for Brunson. It took him two games to figure things out.
Right.
He's figured things out.
And as far as Tibbs goes, BT, this team, and it has been since day one that he took over, they are him.
He turned him into his vision.
There are guys around the league. I guess there was some poll saying like, oh, he'd be the least.
I saw that.
Coach that.
Yeah.
You know why?
Yeah, because they're lazy. You don't want to be pushed.
Yeah, exactly right. Nobody wants to play hard anymore. So they found the guys. That's a credit to Rose and a credit to Tibbs.
Yeah.
They found the guys that want to play basketball and work hard and listen to a great coach. And you see that. That is how they've had the majority of their success.
Oh, huh.
That was it.
Is that Jesus. What's on your mind there, buddy? Woo!
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.